Morning. I just want to give a quick intro to Jane. Jane, I've traveled all over the nations with Jane. I've seen Jane move in incredible power and miracles, words of knowledge. She was born a seer. She used to see things as a child, and profound gift of seeing and sight. But she loves the realm of faith, and I want us all to pull today with her on a realm of the supernatural this morning and the realm of miracles and breakthrough, okay? You know, I've been with Jane, and she's just been releasing miracles, and they've been breaking out. We've gone into marketplaces. We've gone into, we've done, you know, crusade-type stuff. She's preached with Todd Bentley to a church of 5,000 people and been invited back to minister there. We've seen, like, demons coming out of people, gold just spraying out of people. I want us to raise our expectations beyond just, like, where we're at, because we need to start making a demand on the goodness of the Lord, right? God is like a limitless ocean of goodness, and we need to start pulling on the infinite mercy and compassion of God, right? And we need to get out of our minds any thought that contradicts his goodness. You guys hearing me? Come on, come on. Let's get in the spirit, because actually we travel all over the world, and we've got to pull as a nation harder on God. We're not pulling as hard as the other nations are, and they've seen a lot more than us because we're complacent. I don't want anyone complacent here. I want us all to pull. I want to see this shift for you, for me, and in this nation. Our eyes to be opened and us to just rejoice in his goodness. And miracles and healings are the children's bread. It's the children's bread. And I'm honoring Jane, that I know who Jane is in the spirit. First time I met Jane, I knew she was a general. I said, you're a general in the spirit. And I called her forth and said, and I knew her in the spirit. And, you know, it's been a privilege to walk with Jane. And I put a lot of weight on Jane. And I had a dream about you the other night, which I haven't told you. I had the dream that the future version of me came back through time. And you were in this, like, car or something with Dr. O and Ian Clayton. And I saw you, Jane, and you asked me how you were doing in the future. And I said, Jane, you're one of the greatest teachers I know. And the presence and the power that broke out in that dream was unbelievable. I'm honoring you now, that you're one of the greatest teachers I know.
Well, you know, I come to you guys today as a bondservant, as somebody that knows the door is in the floor. And that, you know, the door really is in the floor. You know, Jesus died on the cross for us, and he bore all our iniquities, and he bore all our pain. He bought everything for us. And during the worship today, the Lord reminded me of when I was in the Philippines with Justin. I had the privilege. I really want to honour Justin and Rachel today. Not just because they've honoured me, I honour them because I wouldn't be here now. I wouldn't have moved to Wales. I wouldn't be where I am. I wouldn't be travelling the nations. I'd have never met Todd Bentley. I'd have never spoke at a huge meeting. I'd never be where I am. But I just honour you today and thank you guys for loving me and looking after me and, yeah. Wow, I'm completely undone. When I had the privilege and Justin invited me to the Philippines, one of the days we were there, the most miraculous thing happened to me personally. I was sharing a room with a girl I don't know who's an intercessor for a ministry, a massive church in Idaho. Beautiful lady, really sweet. Her name was Melissa Joy. Oh, what a wonderful name. And when I arrived, she, for a whole week, we shared a room together. Didn't know her. We just got on like a house on fire. Two intercessors, crazy together, up in the night, birthing, wailing, shouting. It was epic. But from when I arrived, she had a really bad chest infection. And it just got worse and worse, and she ended up hospitalized. She ended up with double pneumonia. She ended up with a nebulizer, antibiotic. She was really sick. But I had so much grace because we had a really noisy aircon machine and she coughed all the time. Earplugs were useless. But the most miraculous thing was I never got sick. In fact, I grew stronger and stronger and my energy was just unbelievable. I danced through most sessions. I never felt tired. I just felt that infused energy. And the Lord showed me a little glimpse of how immortality works, that how it is all about the cross and the communion, and that I'm in him and he's in me. And that, you know, Jesus is the greatest, greatest example of immortality. He beat death. He rose from the dead. He's ever living. We're ever living. That's our destiny. That like John G. Lake would hold plagues on his hands under a microscope and they would just completely disappear. I'm a walking miracle. When I was younger, I found out I had something wrong in my stomach and they told me that my womb would never carry a baby. But I went before the Lord like Hannah in the temple and I wept before the Lord and said, I want to have a baby, Lord. I want to have a baby. And the Lord healed my womb and I ended up having a son and I called him Samuel. Samuel Isaac. And I was so fat and happy during my pregnancy and I gave birth to this 9.5 pound bouncing baby boy who's 6'5" and full of health. Wow. Jesus. Yay. So we are all walking miracles. If we had any idea in our little finger what we carry, the power, the presence, the glory. Wow! You're like leaky sieves. Full of glory, full of sap, full of youthfulness. I love that scripture. I pray it every day when I look in the mirror, without spot or wrinkle. I'm 33 and I'm never going to change from 33. Jeremiah 3:33. Call to me and I will answer you. Call to him, he's listening. Wow. This girl I shared a room with in the Philippines, Emma Joy. Emma Joy Fest. One morning she woke up. She said to me, wow, can you feel the presence in the room? It's like a cloud. It's like thick, milky, honey, milky, creamy, hot chocolate, sticky donut, yummy. Jesus. Yeah, I said, I can feel it. And there was a woman sat at the end of my bed and she opened Isaiah 61:3. The garlands of joy and love, for ashes, for death, for grief. And there sat Heidi Baker looking at us, clear as crystal. She knelt with her Bible open and began to show us things about Isaiah 61:3. We were absolutely stunned. This just wasn't a vision or a dream. She actually was sat at the foot of my bed, like this, rocking backwards and forwards, teaching us to raise the dead, to heal the sick, to heal those that are grieving, their hearts broken. That is our destiny. What else would you rather be doing? Wow! Not coveting, but honouring other people's walk with the Lord. So today I just want to honour Heidi Baker, a general, a bondservant, wow, a laid down lover. The door really is in the floor. How low can you go? How low can you go? How low can you go? Whoa. Ah. there's a birthing going on in heaven. Oh, it's like a travail where the Lord is groaning and groaning and groaning to land on us. Are you willing? Are you willing to let him land his presence on you? His habitation glory, the infilling glory. But it'll only sit on holiness and purity. Sanctification. Joshua 3:5. Wow. Yay. Sanctify yourselves today, because tomorrow the Lord is going to perform mighty signs and wonders. Awe and wonder. Awe and wonder. Whoa. Today he is demanding a response. We say yes, Lord. We say yes, yes. Come mantle us with your presence. Overmaster us, hijack us. Paul said, I was hijacked into paradise, in the body or out of the body. I do not know. Born from above. Born from above. You're not human anymore. You're full of light. You're full of glory. You're full of lightness. You're full of his presence. The Spirit of the living God lives within you. Full Spirit. You have God's Holy Spirit. His Holy, Holy Spirit of the living, living, moving, being. God is within you. Wow. Yeah, because you are holy. He is holy. We are holy. So sanctify yourselves today, because we are about to see mighty, mighty power, mighty signs and awesome and awe and wonder. You're a signpost to Jesus. You're the sign to a dying generation that are crying out. Wow, he chose you from the creation, from the beginning of the world. Wow, thank you, God. Thank you, God. Wow. Yay. So, Father, we just pull today on that faith realm. We just pull on that realm of faith, that realm of glory. That realm where you reside, the realm of your presence, the realm of your glory. Thank you, God, that being fully persuaded that God had the power to do what he promised, every promise he makes, he fulfills. Every promise, he gave me a son, Samuel. He had no doubt that God was well able to do that which he proclaimed. With full assurance, we trust completely in God. Absolute assurance in him. Fully satisfied. An assurance that God was able and mighty, mighty cancer-busting powers to keep his word, to do his will. Absolute assurance. People in previous generations received the testimony of their hope in faith. Faith is a realm. It's not an airy-fairy thing out there. It's a living, moving being. It's like, how I see it, it's like a cloudy, vortexy, watery realm. And it stretches and it moves around. So we honor that realm of faith today. We honor it right now. Enoch enjoyed God's favor by faith, in spite of Adam's fall. He proved that faith defeats death. Faith defeats death. His absolute body prophesied the revelation of Christ, the faith that faith never dies. Enoch was best friends with God. He walked with the Lord by faith and he never died. He was taken. A full testimony of the resurrection of the faith of Jesus Christ, that faith never dies. Faith, meaning the persuasion, the conviction, the belief in the truth of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, risen, resurrection, salvation. Thank you, God, for that resurrection. Thank you, God, for that realm of life, life, life-giving Holy Spirit. That we were dead in our transgressions, but God brought us to life. By the grace, he saved us. He raised us up with him and seated us with him in the heavenly places with Jesus Christ himself. That in the ages to come, he might show the immense riches of his grace in his kindness to us in Jesus Christ. For by grace you have been saved through faith. It is not from you, it is a gift. It is a blessing. Whoa! From God. Not by work, so you may boast. We only boast of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. For we are created in Christ's image for the good works he prepared for you in advance, that you should live in that realm of the healing signs and wonders, that you'll raise the dead, heal the sick. Because this is the year of the Lord's outpouring. His outpouring grace. And great faith was amongst them. And many were added to them daily. And many of the graves opened and the dead were risen. Walk the streets. The ever-living people. Wow. Yay! Whoa! Ha! Faith, that realm of faith, stretched like elastic band. Wow. Expanded spirits, expanded hearts, full of love, full of faith, full of hope. Trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh. Do not let your hearts be troubled, distressed or agitated. You believed in the honor, dear to and trust and rely on God. Believe and adhere to the trust and rely on me. Wow, Jesus. For I am confident in this very thing, that he who begun a good work in you will perfect it until the day of Jesus Christ, with miracle signs and wonders. The purpose of Jesus' ministry, the purpose of your life, your very being, is to do the will and accomplish his work by signs and wonders. Four men who lowered a friend through the roof. Lazarus came forth from the dead. Wow. We are dead raisers. We are called. I've been to mortuary many times and prayed for people. I breathed up people's nostrils. It's the truth. I breathed into their mouths, lying on a mortuary slab. Because I know that's a call on my life. But last year, I had the absolute privilege in America. We prayed for many people. We saw many backs healed, hips healed. You'll find that certain things that you have a success with, go for it. Like Todd Bentley has absolute 101% with eyes and hearing. For me, it tends to be joints and bones and legs and backs. But, you know, if it moves, I pray for it. If it doesn't move, of course. And this man came into the meeting. He was ashen and grey. And his blood pressure was sky high. He'd spent 8 weeks in hospital. He was weeping. His wife was crying, Vivian, her name. And I'd met them before because I'd been to this church a couple of times before. So after seeing many, many healings, this man just came up and said, "This is my last stop, my last hope. They've given me not long to live. My blood pressure, my meds not working anymore. They just sent me home to die." I was like, "Oh God, you're really testing a love test. This is a love test." So I said, "Okay, God, I really need Holy Spirit's help. I can do nothing without Holy Spirit. I can do nothing without God's presence and power and knowing the purposes and plans." Wow. We cleared the meeting because we weren't sure what was going to happen. There was five of us left, the number of grace. And I got my friend to stand behind him, and he began to go whiter and whiter. And I thought, "Oh, here we go, Lord. I am clueless. But this thing inside me rose up. Power came. Power, power. Mighty, mighty Holy Spirit's power. The realm of faith began to move in the room. I began to see light on his face. I went completely still and quiet and said nothing and waited for over 30 minutes for Holy Spirit. I began to speak to my friend who was behind him, and we both went into an open vision where we saw Stephen when he was stoned. And I remembered the scripture. It said, "And he looked up to heaven and he saw the glory of the Lord." And I believe that not a stone he felt hit his body. He felt no pain. His spirit left and he was in heaven with his Father God. And the faith began to swirl in the room and I began to feel presence come. And I just said, "Okay, Holy Spirit, what do you want to do?" And Holy Spirit said, "Lay hands on his chest and just pray light. Speak light and life." That very second, a light came on his face. It was like my friend's hand came through his back and my hand went through his back. And color began to come back in his face. There was nobody more surprised than us, guys. Faith is substance. It's a realm. It's a living realm. Yay! And within about 30 minutes, he sat down weeping and was back to his right mind and self. We lay there for 2 hours face down, thanking God in the altar. Just thanking God and just weeping before him. This wonderful, wonderful miracle. The miraculous. I did absolutely nothing. It was Holy Spirit within me. On that realm of faith. It's not us. The angels come. The healing angels. The realm of faith. The realm of glory. The realm of his presence. The realm of all knowing. The realm of revelation. Wow, the realm of words of knowledge. Whoa, sight come, hearing come. Last year, wow, way, ha ha, Jesus. I'm really sensing right now that some people need a real financial miracle. That they've had inheritance stolen, mortgages deferred, Have faith, because last year my daughter needed major mouth surgery. She needed wisdom teeth taken out. It was barbaric what the dentist planned for her. I said, Lord, that's not going to happen on my watch. So I booked to see a consultant, not knowing he's the top dental surgeon in the UK. He lives in Cardiff. He only does private medicine. He's an elderly man. He's due to retire. God was on it. I prayed every day, the best surgeon, because wisdom teeth can be very complicated. We prayed healing, nothing happened. That's okay. So we went to see him, and straight away he had that Papa Father eyes. He was soft and gentle and lovely. He was altogether lovely. And he agreed to do the surgery, and he said, it's going to be £2,000. I went, okay. So I paid my £150 deposit and went away and got a credit card. Now, I've never believed in credit cards, but I heard Holy Spirit, clearly. So we whacked the money on the credit card. She had the operation. It ended up something like £1,955. Within 2 days after operation, somebody put £2,000 into my bank account, which covered her teeth. If you want a dental miracle, I can really feel them swirling around. I lost my front tooth a few years ago. 3 years ago, I got an infection, and they actually took the wrong tooth out and cut through the roof of my mouth. And I've had reconstruction surgery recently, and it cost £2,000. There must be someone on £2,000 in my family right now. I was terrified because it was horrific, the treatment I had in the hospital for an hour, sat in the dentist chair. In fact, I had nightmares for months afterwards. It was so bad. But you know, the Lord did some inner healing in my heart and I got over it. So a couple of weeks, well, months ago, I got all our guys praying. I went for my reconstruction surgery. So what they've done, they've cut open my mouth and they've inserted calf bone, which has grown. I had a hole in my sinuses and a hole where you can stick your finger up inside for 3 years. I'm so blessed I never got an infection. I had a gap there in the side you could stick your fingers in, and the roof of my mouth was cut open. I went to this guy, his name's Ali. I've talked to him about Jesus, it's unbelievable. He's like a fish on the hook right now. He's amazing. I got to construct on a computer my whole mouth reconstruction. I was super scared to go. But Stevie sent me a word while I was sat in the dentist chair. Yeah, he did. He sent me this really lovely, he said, listen to Kimberly and Alvira, the sunroom, and it's all about Jesus. So I sat there humming it and playing it in my head. And I forgot I was in the dentist chair and I relocated somewhere else. I felt no pain, nothing. In fact, this guy was so gentle, he used laser surgery. And yet again, the bone's grown beautifully. I'm about to have my tooth put in the next 2 weeks. He said that my mouth, I've got a mouth of a 30-year-old. It's super healthy. Another miracle. I had my surgery 2 days later. There must be someone on the two and the £2,000. £2,000 came in my bank account from the same person that paid for my daughter's teeth, not knowing we needed dental finance. £4,000 in the last year for construction and mouth surgery. How big is your God? What financial miracle do you need today? Whoa! That realm is in here right now. Just reach up and take your inheritance. Wow, you don't need a solicitor. Jesus is your solicitor. He's your barrister. He's the judge. God, the judge. And we just take that into the courts of heaven right now. We honour the bench. We say it's a win-win situation in the courts of heaven. What God rules stands forever. It's written in the books in heaven. It's documented there. And Father, we thank you for Jesus, the mediator. Our barrister, our solicitor, we thank you for Holy Spirit's guidance. the cloud of witnesses and the angelic assigned to your life and your generation in there, witnessing and honouring on your behalf. So, Father, we bring a petition now for inheritances, for mortgages, for houses. Wow. For debt cancellation. Whoa. And Father, we say we repent and we agree with our accuser swiftly, where we have not given to things where you nudged us to give, where we have had a poverty mentality, a poverty towards healing, a poverty towards finances. Hope deferred makes our hearts sick. Father, we repent right now. Forgive us, God. We're truly sorry. Whoa, and we pull on that realm of favour, of clarity, of finance, of sustenance. Whoa, and we receive it now. Just pull it in. Wow, just ask the Lord what you need right now. Ask of me, and I will show you. Ask of me, and I will give you. I am a good, good Father. I am a good God. I love you with a never-ending passion, with a never-ending love. You're his favorite. Whoa, and all of heaven is cheering you on. Whoa. Thank you, Father. We receive that inheritance now of health and wholeness for our generations to come. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Whoa. Hey, there's always enough. There's always enough of fresh bread. As the children of Israel wandered around the desert and every day faithfully, the manna came. The water came from the rock. The cloud by day, so they did not get smite or burnt or sunstroke by the sun, and the fire by night. Whoa! Yay, Jesus. Paul says, and my power is not with persuasive words, but of wisdom, but in demonstrations of the Spirit and power, so that your faith would not rest on man's wisdom, but on the power of God, on God's power. But the message came through God's Spirit, God's power. God made it clear that a life of faith, that a life of love, that a life of laid down lovers, full of glory, full of faith. The earth is the Lord's and all it contains. Elisha commanded the rain to fall. He believed that God would prevent the storm, and then he, whoa, at the Lord's command that the rains would come. In perfect timing, in God's timing, in God's blueprint. Faith is the assurance of things that you have hoped for, the absolute conviction, the absolute assurance that there are realities of the unseen, that he will do what he promised. What are the promises unfulfilled today? What are your promises? Ask of me and I will answer you. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Who by faith conquered kingdoms, performed acts of righteousness, obtained promises, shut the mouths of lions like Daniel. Not one mark laid on his body. Quenched the power of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, from weaknesses were made strong. Became mighty in war, put foreign armies to flight. Women received back their dead by resurrection, and others were tortured, not accepting their release, so that they might obtain a better resurrection. The martyrs under the throne are crying out right now, how long? How long? How long? Way. By faith, Moses, when he had grown up, refused to call the son of Pharaoh's daughter. Whoa! Choosing rather to enjoy ill treatment with people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin. Considering the reproach of Christ's greater riches than the treasures of Egypt, for he was looking to the reward of heaven. By faith he left Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is unseen. But now, with unveiled faces, we see the Lord face to face. By faith, he kept the Passover and sprinkle of blood, so that he who destroyed the firstborn would not touch them. By faith, they passed through the Red Sea. The water piled up. What a miraculous miracle! It pulled up on each side. It heaped up. Come on, guys. Passing through the Red Sea on dry ground. The walls of Jericho fell down after they had been encircled for 7 days, seven being completion. Rahab the harlot did not perish along with those who were disobedient, after she had welcomed the spies into the place, because God kept his promise. Abraham, when he was tested, offered up Isaac, and he who had received the promise was offering up his only begotten son. It was he whom he said, "In Isaac your descendants shall be called." He considered that God is able to raise people even from the dead, from which he also received him back. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau, even regarding things to come. By faith, Jacob, as he was dying, blessed each of his son, Joseph, and worshipped, leaning on the top of his staff. By faith, Joseph, when he was dying, made mention of exodus of his sons of Israel and gave orders concerning his bones. By faith, when he was born, Moses was hidden 3 months by his parents because they saw that he was a beautiful child and they were not afraid of the king's edict. So what are we afraid of today? No fear can touch you. Nothing. Remember, Paul walked on snakes and scorpions. That snake came out of the fire and he shook it off and he was not hurt. I had that girl in that room that was sick and I never became sick. I shared a room the next week with a girl who had terrible diarrhea and sickness and I was never sick. What power is within you? The glory and the spirit of the living God. Awe and wonder. These are days of awe and wonder. I'm just going to read a quote and then we're going to pray for everybody. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I absolutely love and honor Mariah Woodruff-Etta. Oh, yeah. I love her. She is absolutely amazing. Etta was called to preach at the age of 13. Early on, she was intimidated to preach because she was a woman and she could not read or write. I couldn't read till I was the age of 12 or spell or anything. School was a nightmare to me. They used to hit me over the head with a book and get me up to read so they could all laugh and ridicule and make fun of me. It's interesting how now I've got a microphone. Unqualified. But after losing 5 other children to disease, that must have been heart-rending. Losing 5 other children. I've been heartbroken for my children. They lost their dad. And only a week ago, I thought I was going to be a grandma in October, and my son and his girlfriend lost their baby on his birthday. You know, we know the pain of grief, all of us. But God has the power to heal our hearts and to give us the faith and the hope and the trust to carry on, even in circumstances of pain and grief. Because he is a good, good God. Because the joy of the Lord really is your strength. In the darkest, deepest places, he blooms his joy. He blooms his love. Etta finally responded to the call at the age of 35. In some of the first meetings, people fell to the floor weeping in repentance. At this continued to happen. People were subdued, were subsequently taken into visions, trances, and lay like dead men on the floor. Sometimes Etta would have trances herself, standing frozen for hours during the middle of her service and preach, with hands raised in midair. I'll take a trance right now, Lord. I'd like to be stuck in midair, entranced, enraptured in your presence. Etta describes some of the first encounters with people falling down under God's presence by men and women lay dead on the floor. I've never seen anything like it. It felt it was the work of God, but I did not know how to explain it or what to say. I was a little frightened at first, and as I did not know what people would think of me, as I was the leader of the meeting. While the fear of God was on the people and I was looking on, not knowing what to do, I didn't know what to do when that man stopped breathing and the colour drained from his face. Ooh. Not knowing what to do, the Lord revealed wondrous things to me in a few moments. In a split twinkling of an eye, in a second, he showed her what to do. "This is my slaying power," said the Lord. "And I told you I would be with you to fight your battles. It is not the wisdom of men, but it's the power and the wisdom of God that is needed to bring sinners from darkness to light." Upon Moriah entering the ministry, she was given a vision of the harvest with angels coming into the room, telling her that people would fall as grain. They would fall like the grain of wheat. What's the Lord showed you today? What presence and power? What's he been speaking to you in your heart? What is groaning and stirring in your heart right now? Just take a moment to think. Whoa, ha, ha. When I was with Todd in India, they would worship for hours praying in tongues. Most of the people in the meeting had been up all night praying. They ushered in 5,000 people. 5,000 people. Muslims, Hindus, Christians, non-Christians. They'd fill the streets outside and put chairs out. People gathered from miles around. Not everyone has a phone. Not everyone's online. They just knew where to come, where the power of God resides. This is for us, the UK. It's a now word. It's a now time. There's an urgency on it. It's a Kairos moment. It's 11:11. Humble yourselves and pray, and I will do wonders amongst you. Sanctify yourselves, for tomorrow we will see signs and wonders, awe and wonder. I've waited 58 years. I've only seen a fraction of what the power of God's going to come on us. Jesus. Ha. Whoa. Jesus. Thank you, Father. We just pull on that realm right now. We pull on that presence. Thank you, God. Let faith rise. Let faith rise. Stretched. Pulling on it. Whoa. Ah, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In the worship, they would worship for 2 hours, speaking in tongues like madmen. It was like a frenzy. It was a bit like a mosh pit. They were crazy wild. I loved it. I was off my head. And then Todd would call people up on the stage that were healed in the worship, and they would be queuing. He hadn't even prayed for people then. He got us to stand in the line and pray for people as they came up. The most astonishing thing for me that I'll never forget was this man came up in this white shirt, big guy. And you have to, if it's a woman, the women stand behind to try and help catch these women. Well, some of them are huge. Can imagine me. But I'm like, strength of an ox, come on me right now. And this guy came up, and Todd goes, feel that, Jane. And I'm like, what? It's a man, am I allowed to touch? You touch, I'll put it on your hand. And I could feel huge, as big as my hand, two tumours on his left side. Todd says, I've only asked for people that felt they were healed in the worship. So this dude goes off. So another guy comes up again. And it was like a whole row of them had these tumours in their stomach. And he goes, no, go and sit down. And if you weren't saved, you had to give your life to Jesus before he prayed for you. He was like fishing the boat, catching the fish he was. So he got testimonies of all the people that were healed. Testimonies. People would come from the day before with documented medical. Some came with x-rays. Faith, as big as a mustard seed, grows and stretches and increases and brings in the harvest and brings in salvation. Brings in that realm, raising the dead, the resurrection realm, the power and the presence. The guy came back the next day, lifted up his shirt, and we touched it again, and there were just two red marks where the tumours had fell off. Ooh. They sent us out in the crowd. I didn't want to be on the stage, boring. I just wanted to pray for people. Shaka bam, mam, mam, mam. I go, let me off the stage. So me and this guy from Australia got sent into a crowd. 14,000 people. It was epic. There's people on cot beds dying. He goes, Jane, climb over the wall with George and go over the wall. They're on drips, intravenous drips, tumours, breast cancer. You could see it bulging out, tumours. Like in the days of Mariah Woodworth Etta. How big is your God? By faith we live and move in him. In him you live and move and have your being, your faith, your hope, your trust, the power of God, the faith of God. And we prayed for multiple people. One woman hadn't been for a wee. She was all filled up. She was about 20. She hadn't weed for months on end. We just lay down and she weed all over my shoes. Yay! One woman was being sick. It was like, oh, I had these were new boots then. She was like rice all over my feet. And Todd's got new shoes on. He's going, ah, like this. It's meant to be fun because the joy of the Lord is your strength. The joy, the whack, you need it. We need it. We need the joy. We need it more than anything. These people were laughing and crying and crazy. Thank you, God. But you know, the same presence and the same power is here today. Are we believing believers? Two hands, one nail. Do we believe the Bible? Do we believe the gospel? Do we believe in Jesus Christ, the Lord and Savior, raised from the dead, the biggest miracle that ever happened? Lazarus, come forth. I've been hearing symphonies.
before